Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I am your host, Alexis Charles, and today we're going to take deep breaths and we're going to come back into our bodies and we're going to come back into the present. One of the things that I do to bring myself back to the present is I'll focus on the object. Like right now, I'm looking at an hourglass. And I'm going to turn it over and I'm actually just looking at the sand seep through the hole and I'm looking at the shape of the hourglass because it has a different shape. And that is how I bring myself back into the present. Oftentimes we may be in situations where we are in the future or we're in the past. So I challenge you to find something in the room you are in. If you're driving, please do not do that. But find something in the room you are in and just describe it to yourself. So, as you see, this podcast is named Navigation. So, of course, I was just sitting down and in contemplation and I kept hearing the word navigation. And then I was hearing the word intuition. And I was like, okay, our intuition is our navigation system. When you are when you're in alignment, what that word means, alignment just means to me, however, it means just free flowing. When you are in flow, when you're in alignment, your intuition will never lead you astray. You're able to trust yourself in ways you have never trusted yourself before when you radically accept and understand yourself. Navigation. How do we navigate through things? How do we have discernment? How do we do this and how do we do that? And how? The biggest relationship we should focus on is that of which is with ourself. When you know yourself, when you know your triggers, when you know your insecurities, when you know who you are able to navigate differently because you are not easily swayed by society. When you are connected to nature, you're able to flow with it. It speaks to you. And of course, with my podcast and who I am, I'm a very unconventional person. And I always ask people why. So I'd be like, okay, so why do you do that? And it's not to undermine them, but it's to understand them, to hear what they have to say, to hear how they navigate through their daily lives. Because everyone navigates differently because we all seem to have different perceptions of what life is and what the truth is. And that's why I always talk about groups. I'm just like, it's not like I want to be a part of, I'm already a part of something bigger than myself, which is correct. But I always want to stay an individual with my thoughts, right? Not easily swayed, but also receptive to new information, navigation. How do you navigate? How do you know what you need? Do you know what you need? Do you know what your needs are? How do you know who you are? And on your spiritual journey, that is one of the things that I have become to understand, that knowing myself is the key to understanding who I am outside of who I was groomed to be. I am beyond my own understanding, and you have to know that about yourself too. Navigating what you like to wear. What makes you feel confident? What makes you feel sexy? What makes you feel handsome? What makes you feel high vibrational? what makes you stand out. And sometimes it doesn't sound conventional because it's not. You're not. I don't feel like I am. Well, I know I'm not a conventional person. So who are you? Who are you? How do you navigate you? How do you follow your inner promptings? How do you know when somebody comes and tells you like, hey, I don't think that's going to work? How do you stand up for yourself? How do you stand up for yourself? How do you grab your confidence and like, and you're like, no, this right here is going to work. And you don't even have to prove it to nobody, right? It's like someone can come up to you and be like, hey, that's not going to work. And honestly, you don't even have to say, you know, I'm going to prove you wrong, because it's not about proving them wrong. It's about following your soul journey, following your soul, following your intuition. There's a song, I think his name is Free Soul, and in his song there's one line that says, my intuition is my guidance when I'm moving in alignment. And it's so prophetic, because it is your intuition is your guidance when you're moving in alignment, when you're flowing and you're not resisting change, even when you want to resist change because it's uncomfortable. But change is uncomfortable because you've never been there before. But I promise you, you've been in a situation where you've had to change. It might not be the same change that you're enduring at that point, but it's change that you have endured before. Navigation. How do you see things from a different perspective? How do you open your mind? How do you expand your consciousness to something beyond human understanding, because you're superhuman. And if you know how many bones you have and how much energy you have in your body and how much vertebrae there is and how much your body is made out of, you would look at yourself totally differently, because all of the parts of your body actually, you count how many organs and bones it's made up of. Oh my God, billions of things that you might not even understand or know. So getting to know you, navigating you, understanding how you think and why you think certain ways is deep, but you're deep. So go deeper. Navigate. How do I trust myself? I get that question sometimes. I was like, Alexis, how do you trust yourself? One of the things I do is you have to build a relationship with yourself. Just like you'll build a relationship with anybody else. What's one of the things? Trust is one of the biggest things in relationships. Okay, so do you trust yourself? You get in a relationship and I ask you, do you trust yourself? So why is trust so big in a relationship if you don't trust yourself? And then I hear crickets. Trust. Build the relationship with yourself. Set your boundaries and then abide by them. Don't breach them. When you tell yourself something, you know, show up for yourself. Show up for yourself. When you're tired, rest. When you are inspired, create. Build the relationship with yourself, because it is so important. And when you build this relationship with yourself, the sky isn't even the limit. It's beyond that. Navigating you. Navigating your own energy. Walking into a room and creating a different atmosphere. You choose what energy you hold. So choose, and then navigate, and then thrive in it. Because at the end of the day, I'm laughing because I'm thinking of a situation where someone asked me a question, and I gave them the most unconventional answer. And I really don't want to talk about the question right now because I honestly don't want to share that right now. But I gave them the most unconventional answer, and they were like, "Why do you think that way?" And I'm like, "Why do you think the way you do?" And it wasn't me being combative. It was me asking a valid question. And that was me knowing myself, because maybe 3-4 years ago, someone were to question why I thought the way that I thought, I would probably think something was wrong with me. But since I've built this relationship with myself and I've learned how to navigate through life and through people that may try to make me feel smaller than I am, I created that relationship with myself through self-love and showing up. So you are your navigator. You're the navigator. Navigate, move, shift, thrive. Because I'm telling you, you're more powerful than you give yourself credit. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.